Hey there, it's me, Hillary Frank, and I am here with an announcement for you. And it's a big one. The announcement is that after 9 years, almost a decade, The Longest Shortest Time will be ending at the end of this year. I want you to know that I have not taken this decision lightly. It's something I've been thinking about for a really long time. And when I finally made the decision, I don't know how else to say it. It just felt right, like a calm came over me. You know, I started this show at a very specific time in my life when I was dealing with trauma after having a baby. And my baby is almost 10 now, and my life is really different. And the things that I want out of life and out of work are different. And parenting media these days is completely different than it was when I started this show. Back in 2010, it was really hard to find anything that felt real about parenthood. You know, that's why I started this show. I felt like I was filling a void. I wasn't finding stories that felt like the version of parenthood that I was experiencing and that I suspected other people were probably experiencing, like something that was really complicated and full of ups and downs and absurdity. These days, there is a lot more of that. And I feel like I'm leaving this show at a time when, like, you're all in really good hands. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can consume. And, you know, as I was making this decision, I also looked around at the landscape of people who make radio shows and podcasts and TV shows. And I think there are some creators who dedicate their entire career to one show. And then there are other people who create a lot of different things and bounce from project to project. And when I really think about myself, I know that I'm more that kind of person, the person who makes a lot of different projects. And so this decision makes me feel really good and excited about what's to come. And we have plenty of show left for the rest of this year. So I have Andrea Salenzi here with me, our current host, to join me in explaining what the rest of the show is going to look like.
That's right. So I'm going to be hosting the rest of this season. And for the last few episodes, I'm doing something really special. It's a three-part series I'm calling A Single Lady's Guide to Sperm Shopping.
We get to hear you shopping for sperm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the sperm bank. You'll see, I do take something home from that visit. So folks will hear what that is.
I honestly don't even know what you're talking about. I can't wait for this. This is something that you have been talking about in some form or another since the first week you joined the show. And it's like about time we heard this series.
And listeners can also get excited for what happens after that. So after my sperm series wraps, we go on our usual four-week hiatus, and then you are going to host our last season, which is going all the way to the end of December.
And I'm going to be talking to some of our old favorites on the show.
Please say Tristan and Biff.
Of course. When I said old favorites, like, you knew I meant them, right?
Who else?
Actually, to be honest with you, I haven't totally figured it out yet. So if people out there want to hear from any guests that we've had on, go back through our 200-plus episode catalog. See if there's anyone you want to hear from again. If you want to hear an update on their story, email us at hello@longestshortesttime.com and give us a suggestion.
Speaking of that catalog, is it going anywhere? Is it going to vanish at midnight on our last episode?
No. Our archives will stay up and be available to people as a resource, as some nice middle-of-the-night listening. Yeah, that stuff will all be there.
What are you going to do without this show? What's next?
I'm really excited to, like, start a new project, which I think is going to be about middle school, and I'm feeling pretty jazzed about that. And what about you, Andrea? Like, do you have thoughts on what's next for you?
You know, Hillary, right now I'm, like, pretty obsessed with sperm, and I just can't wait to finish the series and then take a moment to myself to figure out what I'm excited about talking about next. Might be dating, might not.
You're ready for new subject matter other than sperm.
Yeah.
Anything but sperm.
So much sperm.
I also just want to say to you, Andrea, I'm so grateful that you stepped into this host role with amazing grace and skill. It's just blown my mind how you've been able to take this and run with it and make it your own while still keeping the longest, shortest time, like, edgy with heart, spirit alive. It's just been such a gift to have you fill this role when I stepped back a couple of years ago.
Hillary, it was just such a huge honor. Thank you so much for thinking of me. And I can't think of better listeners.
Right?
Everyone I've interviewed for the show, at the moms I've met at meetup events, I love the impact that the show has had on people's lives.
And the listeners who come on our show have been so generous in telling their stories. We just feel really lucky to be connected to all of you. It's not goodbye forever. We're both going to be doing new things, and I'm sure we're going to be like wanting to connect with audience no matter what we're doing. So thank you all for everything that you've done for this project, and let's keep the conversation going.
To email us your ideas for last guests we should do follow-ups with, just send a note to hello@longestshortesttime.com, and we'll put a link in our show notes.
I'm still thinking about what the thing is that you picked up from the sperm bank. Don't tell me.
I'm standing outside Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Inside, there are like a trillion objects, and I have to go in there and find 10.
So we open a drawer here, and there's Indiana Jones's jacket and Indiana Jones's whip.
What is this?
Now Prince donated this guitar.
I'm Asif Manvi, and I am lost at the Smithsonian. Where do I begin? This place is obviously full of fascinating stuff.
Fonzie's jacket, right? Worn by Henry Winkler on Happy Days.
There are 156 million objects in the Smithsonian's collections.
Here are Muppets.
These aren't just objects. They're pieces of America's self-identity.
I'm looking at a robe with the name Muhammad Ali.
Only 10 episodes, only 10 objects.
That's pretty amazing.
Lost of the Smithsonian is out now. Subscribe now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.